warrior's mindset is about conditioning the mind, body, and spirit. It takes practice, commitment, vision, goal setting, determination, sharp focus, respect, and discipline. Once you learn it, you can apply it to all aspects of your life. The warrior's mindset prepares you for the largest competition ever, the competition against self.
All right, everybody, Willie the Bam Johnson here, Warrior Mindset. You know how we do it. It's all about tapping into the mind, body, and the spirit so we can overcome all the obstacles and pitfalls in the world today. It's not about a kick. It's not about a punch, but it's about courage. It's about integrity, the things that are missed in society today. And when we're talking on this Warrior's Mindset, it's about getting real. It's about really talking about, realistic situations, coming up with solutions to be able to move things forward. What we always like to do, we like to start off by having our guests come on and, give a brief little intro. Tell them about what you're doing. First of all, tell them about the website.
What's going on, peoples? My name is Jordan Khan. I operate and run a website, urban media publication called Black Action Stars. Basically, just acknowledges, celebrates, and all the Black, colored, African, Afro people within the world. That are killing it within the action and martial arts realm, particularly in the realm of film. We attract a lot of stunt guys, people who just, doing it all across the film world. And outside of that, I am an actor and martial artist and filmmaker myself. And, I'm constantly out there doing my thing. I got two or three films out there we could talk about a little later. But, yeah, that's what we got going on.
So how did you get started in this lane?
I've just been an avid martial arts lover since I was a kid, man. I came up in a generation, of Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers, man, and seeing all that stuff on TV and seeing Stallone and Wesley and who else was out there at that time, man? A bunch of guys, Chuck Norris, Seagal, these guys, we seen that inspired me. It was just like, man, I really want to get into that. So I started to train in the martial arts. And I was also a hip hop dancer. So that also helped to my martial arts. And then when I got into the gymnastics, it was all she wrote.
Okay. And you did study certain aspects of martial arts, certain styles, any particular systems or anything?
Yes, sir. My first introduction was Taekwondo. And the crazy thing is, I begged my parents, man. I begged my parents for years to put me in classes. Whatever the reason was, it never happened. But eventually, it did happen. And the ironic part was, once I got into classes, man, I hated it. Man, I hated it. It was so boring, man. I went to classes for maybe about a couple months, and I was ready to quit, man. The reason for that, was because I wanted to do what the guys were doing on TV. And the classes can often be slow. And, when you're doing all these skills and you're doing all these drills, but, you're not really using this stuff. You're not doing sparring or bigger moves, and sometimes you lose interest, especially as a child, But other than that,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But other than that, I picked up other styles later on in the years when I got back into it, like heavy, I picked up other styles such as capoeira, karate, Muay Thai, and just a little bit of kung fu, and of course, tricking.
Okay. Well, it's funny that as we talk, you make that reference about just being bored with the rigid structure, and being a hip hop dancer. Mm-hmm. The crazy thing about it, I'm 56, 57 now. Mm-hmm. So when I started in martial arts, the same time hip hop was being developed, martial arts was being exposed to our country. So without martial arts, there would be no hip hop. And without hip hop, there would be no martial arts that we see today. Right. Well, most people don't know that. Most people don't realize that all these things are they're congruently connected. They were a part of our culture, our urban culture. When you talk about movies, I lived in the movie theater, man, seeing Chinese Connection and Rita Hardway and Black Belt Jones and, come on, brother. He was even West was, that's what made West who he was. But somewhere along the way, everybody forgot that if it wasn't for the hood, there would be no Bruce Lee.
That's true, man. That's true. I've read reports. Like Sammo Hung, man, when he came out, he was like, didn't nobody recognize him but the brothers. Yeah. And it was just interesting how the hip hop culture, you know, because I also read that the Kung Fu, the movies and all that, they came through the hood first.
Yeah.
They didn't go to like the suburbs. Like, they went to the hood first and it got really popular there. So it was like those cultures, man, it was like a clash. And they helped each other.
And exactly. And I think when we talk, that's what the Warriors mindset is about, man. It's like, in order to survive certain levels of adversity, any culture, people, you got to be a warrior, you know, because a warrior sees the impossible and they make the impossible possible. Mm-hmm. So, I can speak because I was one of them kids in that movie line where you looked at the movie line and there was like hundreds of people all the way down to the next block, you know, and you go into the movie theater, brother, you paying like 50 cents and you can stay in a movie all day. I mean, you go in at 10 o'clock, you can watch double features all day until 10 o'clock at night. But you got people like standing over top of each other, just tuned in to see the Kung Fu movies, to see the black exploitation movies. Those things saved my life. Mm. So when you're talking about films and how it inspired you, that was an inspiration for me to even have hope as a young black kid coming up in the inner city. So when I heard your freshness and your expression and your pride in doing what you are doing, brother, once again, my hat is off to you, man, because the people before you, like Wes and Ron Van Cleef and Fred Williamson and all, Jim Kelly, you understand what I'm saying? They give us a shoulder to stand on. I mean, how do you take that sort of like, because it's a responsibility for you now, man. Talk to me.
Yes, sir. You know, that mantle has to continue, man. That mantle has to continue. You know, we got guys out there currently like Michael Jai White, but we got a couple of other brothers coming up. And you know, that mantle must always be remain because it's always going to be a future generation that needs representation, that needs somebody to look to. Like, oh, okay, this is possible. You know, there is an avenue for my martial arts. You know, a lot of guys think, you know, once they get to black belt, it's over. Nah, you can keep going. There's so many avenues, teaching, seminars, film, TV, stunts. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of avenues, a lot of opportunity. Mm-hmm. And then now we've got disposed of social media. You can build your own brand. You don't even need the big boys a lot of times no more. The big boys come to you.
Exactly. And it goes back again, brother, as you talk, and I'm just like rolling. I'm thinking of like NWA and them making their albums and selling them out the back of their trunk. I'm thinking of Ice Cube doing the same thing, Ice-T doing the same thing. I'm thinking of people, when I did martial arts, there was no, I knew I wanted to get into films. So guess what? I had to write an incorrect spelt letter to sponsors around the world hoping that I can get enough money to get on a bus.
Man.
I got enough money to get on a bus at 17 to go to Madison Square and win my first championship called All-American Championships. I ain't a number about New York. I ain't a number about Madison Square Garden. But what I knew I wanted a better life. I didn't see Bruce Lee on that screen. And this is the power of where you at with your media, man. When I seen Bruce Lee, I seen Willie the Bam Johnson doing that heroic act. When I seen Fred Williamson and Jim Kelly and Jim Brown, I didn't see them. I seen me. So at that time, our communities, even though martial arts was in our communities, we didn't understand the benefits of martial arts during that time. Yeah. You know, parents and adults is like, stop doing that stuff. It ain't gonna never amount to nothing. Why you doing that? I remember having write-on magazines of Jim Kelly on the wall. And people are like, man, you ain't gonna never meet him. What are you doing? It's like Biggie Small's song, like when he's the Source magazine and Rifle magazine. Well, brother, I understand that because I was that kid.
Yeah.
I would call Hong Kong and my mom would yell at me because I would be asking them, how could I get in films? You know, so when I see the manifest, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I said, but you did it.
But I did it. And that's what, and that, but you're doing it. And I think that's the beautiful thing here. You got, I mean, we got to understand our culture. You know, it's about flipping the script. You got to take whatever you got, and that's what a warrior do. And that's what you're doing, man. We got to make it happen. I mean, look, I'm a little kid with that I used to get on the bus. The old martial artists, they call me the bus boy. They like, because Bam would be on the bus for 4 days to go to a tournament to get eighth place. Mm-hmm. But I would keep showing up. Kept showing up. I was one of the first blacks to go to mainland China and train in mainland China, the second group to ever go to China.
It's crazy.
And I'm teaching hip hop because they wanted to know our culture. Listen to me, brother. Are you following me? They wanted to know our culture, which you are expressing right now, man. And brother, it just gives me, I mean, when we look around and we see this, the challenges in the world today, but when I see your smile and I feel your spirit, brother, it ain't as bad as we may think, because what we can, what our responsibilities are right now is our duty to make sure the next generation have a better opportunity than what we have. Talk to me, and why you, are you feeling me?
I'm double feeling you. It's all about that next generation, you know, think it's looking at you, you know, what you did with the WMAC masses, man, be, you know, waking up on Saturday mornings and seeing that, you know what I mean? Like that was dope, man.
Yeah, brother. I mean, and it's awesome that you even say that, man. But once again, I mean, when you were that little kid in Taekwondo, what was happening in your mind to make you believe that you could be doing what you're doing right now? What were you dreaming about and visualizing?
You know what I mean? I mean, at that time, you know, I wasn't thinking that far into the future, but as far as, you know, making it into a career, but, you know, it just basically goes back to, you know, I wanted to do what I saw the guys on TV doing, the Ninja Turtles doing, Fire Rangers doing, the guys at WMAC doing, you know what I mean? That's what I want. I wanted to do what Chuck Norris was doing.
And you know what's so powerful, brother, when you say that, and I dropped this little nugget to anybody that's listening. At 6 years old, I already knew I wanted to be like Bruce Lee. At 6 years old, I was making my own karate uniforms. At 7 years old, I was creating my own curriculum. So everything that I represent is the expression of BAM that came from the hood, because I knew by following those people like Cynthia Rothrock, I knew that if I would do everything that they do, I could be who I am right now. You understand? So that dream, if you want it that bad, it got to stop. What I tell my kids, you know my daughter, Naila, one of my kids, she'll tell you, no, my dad say, no, you got to set the goal right now. Where we at right now? My daughter was in here writing articles and doing magazines and stuff, because you around me, you're going to set that goal right now. I don't care if you don't best to make it what I'm, because I don't even know what it's going to be, but I know we're going to strive to something greater. You ain't going to waste your time. Idle time is a double workshop. So what we got to do, we got to put some positive things in our head. When you, for example, now because you're this media company, how important is it for you to prepare what you're trying to deliver to the audience? Because you can't just be winging it. You ain't going to tell me you ain't preparing what the next launch is or the next coverage is. Talk to me.
Yeah. You know, it's definitely a lot of work, man. You know, the biggest thing is, you know, for me, I feel like it's a little easier to start. The hardest thing is consistency, staying consistent to what you set out to do. And I can't take full credit. I have a great team that's constantly growing. I have a couple of editors who do the publications. I got my main man, Eric Sigmund from Sigmund Cinema, who's, you know, who does the great interviews. He interviewed you. And, you know, it's a collaborative effort, and it's constantly, you know, learning how to grow on this and capitalize on this and market it, you know, so that it could be accepted, you know, more into the mainstream. I mean, who doesn't want to go mainstream? But it's definitely, it's a lot of work, man.
Yeah. But that's what warriors do, though, right? That's what we do, man. You know, so when you do say, when I'm thinking, once again, I'm having a vision as you talking to me. Because when I heard you saying that mainstream, what I envision is the Wesley Snipes show called Masters of the 21st Century.
Yeah.
I envision, when I was there, seeing Wesley put on one of the greatest displays of African-American talent coming together
right.
from all levels. The you know, from the streets of New York that nobody knows about to the suburbs of California that everybody do know about. And so when I look at his ability to be able to make it possible for people like you to be here right now, brother, yeah. all it takes, I mean, what do you think it's going to take for you to get that person to recognize you? Because when Wesley did that thing, still his day, that's a part of history. Nobody never do that. I'm going to say it again. Nobody never did that. And I'm just going to put this thing in. Ain't nobody going to never be another Blade. You know, I'm there. It's like a Nino Brown. So, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody want it, man. But that Wesley Snipes is Blade. And that's the thing. If you don't understand, Wesley Snipes is Blade. There's a lot of imitations. And, you know, a lot of us black guys, we would love to revisit it or act. And even I made a film that was dedicated. But at the end of the day, we know Wesley Snipes is Blade.
yeah, man. I mean, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said even with the new Mahershala Ali, you know, I mean, all respects to Mahershala, but you know, the OG guys, you know, we never gonna forget what Wesley did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. You know, and so him being in that position, when I look at, you know, seeing the responsibility that you put on your own shoulders, because that's a hell of a. That's a hell of a mantle to pick up, man. Say, look, this is what I'm gonna celebrate, and I'm gonna let you know that I'm real about the history of us as a people. It ain't a race. I ain't trying to promote racism enough. I'm just trying to be proud. I'm being proud of me being an African American action star and the ones that are out there. I mean, what do you think it will take for you to take it to that next level? And what do you need people to do to help you go to the next level?
You know, just you know, for the biggest part, support, man. You know, support. You know, sharing the content, you know, acknowledging the content is out there. Even though sometimes when I reach out to certain people for interviews, you know, it can be a little difficult sometimes, but I understand people have lives, they have schedules, they got this going on, they got that going on, whether it's personal or business. But, you know, when I reach out to certain, you know, figures within the martial arts community, you know, just be open to sit down and talk with us. We don't want much. We just want to hear your story and we want to share it with our viewers and things like that. You know, and just, you know, just constantly learning how to get better at this. But the biggest overall thing probably had to be support.
Okay. And put some websites, some links out there so people can zone in to be a part of that support.
Definitely.
Team.
You know, our biggest platform, two platforms would be, of course, Instagram.com/BlackActionStars. You just type in Black Action Stars on Instagram. And then our YouTube. YouTube.com. We just got the custom URL, so YouTube.com/BlackActionStars. The website that's there all day, every day, www.BlackActionStars.com. We're gonna get some more merch up there. We have some T-shirts, things like that. There, go ahead and order the T-shirts. We getting some new jackets. We're gonna get some new gear. I gotta remove the gear up there. We lost our supplier for that, so we had to switch suppliers and everything like that. But yeah, support the movement, you know, whether you want to give a donation, things like that, you know, so we can get this, because we don't have a publication out here like that caters to that. And that's what my job is to do, to bring something like that to the forefront and keep it going. And, you know, we can be up there with like Black Belt Magazine and everything.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to Robert Young. Rob, you hear me? If you see that, if you see this radio show, we're going to have to do an interview, Robert. Yeah. I mean, it's funny because when we talk about magazines like that, I mean, Robert Young's a good guy. And like I said, I'm going to talk to him so we can try to set something up. But, you know, you got what I think once again about, you might not realize, brother, there's some kids out there. I started stealing Black Belt Magazine when I was a kid because we were so poor. So I couldn't afford a Black Belt Magazine. So I was stealing the magazines. So now I'm on the cover of Black Belt Karate Magazine. You know what I'm saying? And I've been on the cover of Karate Illustrated. And I always tell a kid, and I say to anybody, and I think that's why we get along so much, they know that magazine saved my life. Like, your social media platform, you don't realize how many kids might be strolling through that thing, man. Like, just might, and see, because I come from the gutter, okay? So when I'm interviewing, I want the kids to hear that consciousness that most media components ain't thinking about. That shorty out there that's choosing the corner over hope. So for me, how can we be conscious and understand that it might be some kid, and I want you following this. Imagine this kid. All he can see through social media is that he want to kick and punch, and he want to be some type of martial artist. Yeah. You know, he want to be something that allows him to express himself, a fusion of music and martial arts, and he see what you doing.
Right.
But when he gets off of that social media platform of yours, a black belt, in the back of the house, is somebody getting high off of drugs. This little kid is young and he alone. Even though he young and he got adults around him, he lost because he got to take upon responsibility to take care of his mom, his dad, and everybody in the whole community. And every day he walk out to go to school, somebody saying, "Shorty, come over here. I got you, man. I got this money, man. You can make more money than what you could ever make doing anything else right here with me. What's up, man? You got everything it takes. First of all, you got the confidence. You got the focus because I see you in there watching the martial arts and practicing it. So I need that over here." Mm. I mean, this real. See, this is what the martial arts, this is what the old martial arts understood, but the new martial arts don't understand, because you got to remember, this martial arts to help and save our lives don't go to them kids in the hood no more.
Right.
Are you feeling me, brother?
I see what you're saying, man. The culture shifted, man. The culture has definitely shifted. You know, they work overtime to get the kids' attention to, you know, the things that might not necessarily be good to their progression, especially, you know, our young black African American boys and girls. You know, it's different. You know, they said some things were crazy during our era. And, you know, here I am in my 30s, I'm looking down at the kids now, and it's you know, they're dealing with different stuff, especially with the influx of social media and the internet, because that's what they're growing up on. That's what they spend a lot of time on. And they're seeing, like, you know, the rappers and the drug dealers, you know, doing their thing. They just, now they're just seeing it on the internet. So it's like, man, I'm trying to mimic that lifestyle. What can I do to get that lifestyle? I don't know if karate's going to get me there, but this might get there. And that's just kind of what it is today.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, as we coming to a close, I want you to give them some jewels. But one thing I just want to say, and I think that's the beauty, everything that we represent, when I say branding from the ring to the screen, and it's funny, I sold drugs to make money, and now I sell life to save life.
Right.
And what I mean by that is that everything that you do, every kid should understand this, and even some adults, because you got people out there in Hollywood that don't know how to brand themselves. You waiting for the next person to write the next script for you. That's what you're doing. You know, when I came up, I didn't want, and this is like some real talk here. I didn't want to be a stunt person. I want my face to be seen. I want you to see me. You know, I was blessed to have my name to be seen. My real name is Bam, so I was blessed to have a TV show to get me, you understand what I'm saying? To say my name over. So the one thing that I think every martial artist, because a lot of martial artists that people are doing, they don't understand that branding is key. You begin to brand yourself from the time you're a little kid. What is it? What's your colorization? What is it that you like? And you got to stay consistent with that. Because in Hollywood, one day, you're going to have to make a choice between your integrity and selling out. And if you ain't got that together, you can let go your integrity, but you'll never be able to be respected beyond that decision that you made. The one thing that we got, especially as African Americans that is trying to become those heroes and not be them zeros, you got to hold on to your integrity, because at the end of the day, I mean, the one thing I can say, all the people that I used to work with on WMAC Masters that probably never respected me back then, because I was coming from such a darkness and I was afraid to tell the world about my struggle. Now I got them on redial today. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though at that time I didn't know how to stand up and express my struggle because I wasn't confident with it. But once I got confident with it because I always walk with integrity. I still can have those same conversations with them people, but at another level. I can call a Isaac, I can call a Mike, I can call a Fred, and it's like, what's going on, man? So integrity at the end of the day, and I can brag about my baby girl. I know when you see it, that's what she got. She got integrity.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's what makes someone proud. And I see it in you, brother. I mean, it's not that many interviews that I have with people that I can feel your spirit and I can just feel your genuine concern for what you're doing, man. And I'm just so proud and honored to just, one, to even have you on this interview and even for you to call me a mentor, man, you know.
Yes, sir. This is the truth, man. You know, just being honest, man. You know, I used to always complain about that. Like, man, I don't have nobody. I'm trying to learn and navigate this whole game myself. And all praise to my father. You know, he's there, but he doesn't know. He's not in my industry. You know, he's in his own industry and things like that, you know. But you still need those mentors within your industry, you know, who've done it, who've already gone before you, so they can guide you and get you on your way. So back at you as far as being grateful and thankful that this connection has been made, you know what I mean? And once again, thank you for doing all you did for the martial arts community, man. I followed your journey, your son, your daughter. I know about it all, man. So y'all keep it up. You know, you matter of fact, your whole family, man. Everybody doing their thing. Yeah, wife, man. Kids. Let's go.
God's good, man. Give them the websites again. Tell them how to connect with you.
Yes, sir. So once again, you can check out my media publication page at blackactionstars.com. We're on Instagram at Black Action Stars. We're on YouTube at Black Action Stars. You can follow my personal social media at Mr. Jordan Khan, C-A-N-N. You can also go to my website, jordankhan.com. And if you ever want to reach out, that's book me at jordankhan.com. And there you have it.
Hey, brother,
oh, one more. And my film production company, you know, we're always producing films. We produce films in different genres. Right now we have a sci-fi pilot where we just wrapped on. So we're going to be releasing that sometime in the late spring, early summer. You could check out some samples at our Instagram at jnsfilmproductions.com. That's JN, the letter N as in Nancy, S, filmproductions.com. And that's me and my homeboys production company making films of every genre. Let's go.
Brother, you got to do a class for people to learn how to stay busy, bro. I mean, look at you, man. You just got it going, man. Now, once again, much blessings.
You fake forever.
Peace and blessings, my brother.
Sir, back at you, man. Thank you.
All right, and we're going to hook up about
sir, let's do it.
What you're talking about. Okay, thank you.